New safety regulations will change how soil fumigants are handled, and the G8 summit sets the table for a successor to Kyoto. Today is July 11th, 2008, and here's what happened this week in the pollution control industry.
This message is brought to you by ESS, world leaders in operational risk management software and services for environmental reporting.
EPA announced Thursday that new safety measures for soil fumigants, pesticides, will increase protections for agricultural workers and those who live, work, and otherwise spend time near fields that are fumigated. For the soil fumigants methyl bromide, chlorpicrin, diazimate, metam sodium, and metam potassium, the agency will require a suite of new mitigation measures that will work together to protect human health. Under the plan, users must complete written, site-specific fumigant management plans before fumigations begin and establish buffer zones around treated fields. Posting requirements and emergency preparedness, including outreach programs and worker protection measures, were also included in the new rules. The agency's decision will also halt the use of methyl bromide on sites where alternatives are available. The newly registered fumigant iodomethane will be re-examined later this year to determine what new mitigation or restrictions are necessary. Coming up, a new resource directory from EPA can help businesses cut energy and carbon usage, and leaders of industrial nations leave this year's G8 summit with a starter agreement for a successor to Kyoto. But will it follow the vision of the European Union or that of President Bush? Afterword from our sponsor.
ESS provides world-class compliance solutions for total emissions management and greenhouse gas reporting. Collect, monitor, report, and reduce greenhouse gas emissions for all operations across your enterprise with ESS software and services. Find out why more than 30% of the EPA's top environmental performers are clients of ESS by visiting www.ess-home.com/discover.
EPA on Wednesday announced the launch of a new resource directory for local governments to use in developing and implementing climate change initiatives. The guide includes information on, among many other items, how the agency can help with greening transportation, land use decisions and building construction requirements, improving recycling, conserving water, and using more efficient and renewable energy. Existing EPA programs in these areas offer information and support to communities who want to reduce their carbon footprint, according to the agency. Many of the programs provide grants to help cities fund their climate action activities and national recognition of local projects. Get to know this name, Copenhagen. The group of eight leading industrial nations, including the United States, Japan, Russia, Germany, France, Britain, Italy, and Canada, adjourned this week from the 33rd G8 summit. All the nations stated their goal of implementing an international successor to Kyoto when the world meets in Copenhagen at the 2009 United Nations Climate Change Conference, which will take place November 3rd to December 11th, 2009. The group of eight leading industrial nations reached commitment at their summit on Monday that would set a goal to halve the world's emissions of greenhouse gases over 40 years. The eight nations endorsed a non-binding idea of cutting greenhouse gas emissions by half by 2050, though no immediate actions were planned. While the measures stopped short of setting near-term goals, the accord is significant in two respects. All greenhouse gases and all major economies are included. This would include countries like China and India. The agreement addressed cutting global emissions, not just those from industrialized countries. This, President Bush said, was a key complaint about the Kyoto Accords and other proposed agreements. While some view the plan as ambitious, environmentalist groups were visibly disappointed as they were seeking not only more short-term requirements, but stiffer, longer ones. This is Seth Fisher with Pollution Engineering Magazine. On behalf of Pollution Engineering and ESS, we thank you for listening.
This message is brought to you by ESS, world leaders in operational risk management software and services for environmental reporting.